Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we'll get to them in the Blitz in a moment. Give you a thought on the Nats as well. Let's kick things off with the Redskins. Craig Hoffman's our beat reporter here at 106.7 The Fan. Craig, the Chiefs have a 50-yard touchdown in 9 consecutive games dating back to last year, which is just insane. How do you combat that defensively if you're Greg Minuski?
That's a heck of a stat for an offense that's supposed to not be explosive, right? They're just supposed to be this little dink and dunk team. But when they added Tyreek Hill last year, their entire offense changed. And obviously Kareem Hunt's been a revelation for them this year after Spencer Ware went down in the preseason. So I think that the way you combat that is the way the Redskins have played so far, just being fast and being on top of your rules. You know, make sure that you're not busting in coverage. And then, you know, obviously a lot of these plays come on end arounds or screens or things like that where a guy like Tyreek Hill just gets loose and is able to run. It's not like they're, although they've done more of it, it's not like they're pushing the ball down the field vertically. It's not the Josh Doctson 52-yard touchdown that's their 50-yard play variety. It is get the ball in the hands of a playmaker and let him run. So I think it's just sure tackling, you know, using this team speed that they now have with Brown and Swearinger and Nicholson and these guys that are all playing super fast, and then wrap up, gang tackle, and limit the yardage that way.
Flip side of the football here, Kansas City's defense is really good. They're really sound. Marcus Peters is great. Justin Houston is great, et cetera. They've had the third best opponent quarterback rating allowed among defenses in the NFL. What's the best way to attack this group here, Craig?
Well, the best way to attack any defense is to not let them know what you're doing. And I think Jay Gruden's play calling has been so good, but really all season, I think specifically the last 2 weeks, has been extraordinary. And so to keep that defense on their toes, to keep them guessing, to slow down your pass rush, to make your defensive backs have to communicate heavily and hope for a miscommunication and thus a coverage bust, or just like Vernon Davis did to Sean Smith, get your matchup you like and beat them one-on-one. You know, it does come down sometimes to just talent and making plays. I think that balance is critically important. And I think not just the balance of run pass, but the types of runs and the types of passes to use the entire width and depth of the field is really how the Redskins have been successful the past couple of weeks. And I think a continued play calling of that nature would go a long, long way against a very good defense.
Hey, at 12:18, we're going to be asking the callers and listeners to the show whether or not they want to use Chris Thompson more. Spoiler alert, I actually think the Redskins are using him perfectly because I think they're getting the maximum of him on his touches, and I don't think he's durable getting the ball often. Would you use him more, though? How do you view that?
I'm kind of with you. I would say maybe slightly more. Like, I'm all right upping him. He's been, between 10 and 15. Like, I'm all right making sure he gets 14 touches a game and somewhere cap it around 17, 18. I think that's a great number. I just think this guy's super talented. And I was interesting listening to the NFL Films highlights on Inside the NFL where he just said, like, the game is so much slower for me now and I know what I'm capable of. I want to get a guy with that confidence and that comfort, the ball, as often as I can to maximize him. Now, that last part's obviously important. You want to maximize him. You don't just want to use him and wind up wearing him down as the season goes. But he's your best offensive weapon right now. So the more times you can get the ball to him in ideal situations, the better. It's just picking your spots, being smart about it. And, you know, then you get these big plays. And look, everything's not going to be like that last week. Defenses are going to start to cover him differently, and they're not going to forget to cover him because they're going to be hyper aware of where he is on every single play. But a play like that 74-yard screen, that's going to happen sometimes because he's just that locked in right now. And so giving him more opportunities to do stuff like that, I'm all for, but you do have to cap it. Not too much higher than it is right now.
Craig, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Sounds good. See you, boys.
All right, man. Let's talk Nationals, Tommy. Talking Capitals? I thought we were talking Nationals. Let's talk Nationals. Let's bring on the hosts of Grant and Danny's DC Quick Pitch, Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye, to join us for the Beltway Blitz. Grant, what's up, bud?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm very well. Bryce Harper came back last night. Big deal or not?
I think it's a big deal. I think there's going to be enough time to get him into the flow. You've got 1 week of baseball left, 4 days off for him to rest. My question is timing. I don't think he's going to be 100% in the division series. My guess is he hits somewhere in the mid-200s, does not hit a home run, but I think having his presence in the lineup, not unlike having a Jordan Reed on the field even if he's not 100%, does enough to help you out with pitchers having to work around him and deal with him. They'll get on base, they'll draw some walks, they'll be patient. Their lineup is better with 70% of Bryce Harper than without.
Speaking of lineups, is Jason Worth going to start in left field every game, or will we see Howie Kendrick?
What do you think?
I think it's going to be Jason Worth every single game, probably hitting second, if I had to bet on it. And that's what I'd wager on.
I agree with you. Let's talk some hockey. The Capitals and J.J. Riggin, CSN Mid-Atlantic, joins us now. J.J., preseason game tonight. I'm going to the arena to check the Caps out for the first time. What should I expect to see?
You should expect to see the closest thing we've seen to their opening night lineup that we've seen in the preseason. It looks like they're bringing their whole team. Obviously, Tom Wilson's still suspended, so he will be out. But I think what we see tonight is going to be pretty close, if not what the actual roster is going to look like tonight. So you're in for a good one.
JJ, what are the big storylines, roster spots, kind of battles here that we're looking at? We know the top guys. We know the big names. Give me the guys in that 20 through 25 range that are kind of battling here.
Right. Well, Madison Bowie and Christian Jews are two defensive prospects who were penciled into the lineup, I think, to start preseason camp. And now it looks like, coming down to it, I think Christian Jews is on the outside looking in, which is interesting because of his waiver status. He'll have to pass through waivers if the Capitals want to pass him down to Hershey. But right now, that would be the only reason to keep him around, because he's been outplayed by players like Aaron Ness and Madison Bowie. There are players like Anthony Peluso, who's a bit of a bruiser, who I think the Caps wanted to make this roster as a sort of counter to what Pittsburgh bring in Ryan Reeves. But it looks like he may be on the outside looking in. Devontae Smith-Pelly was a guy they gave a shot. He may be on the outside looking in right now, because some players are stepping up, like Tyler Graovac. He was brought in pretty much just to protect Lars Eller in the expansion draft. He's played well in the preseason. He may play himself into a contract, or he already has a contract, but he may play himself into a spot in the lineup this year, which was unexpected. He's a pleasant surprise. And Alex Chason, who they brought in on a professional tryout, he's played pretty well. He's not in the lineup tonight, but he's done his best to earn a spot on the roster and stick around here in Washington.
JJ, thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it.
There's JJ Reagan, CSN Mid-Atlantic. Caps preseason action continuing tonight. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Next. Chris Thompson has been remarkable for the Redskins. He is their team MVP through 3 weeks, but they don't use him very often. Should they give him the football more, have him on the field more, and risk watering down his excellence, or are they using him perfectly, and that's part of why he's been so good? We will delve into that on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
I've been beating the drum for this, you guys. You need to get on board. If you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? If you love fantasy football, get the Draft app. You can do live drafts each week, live snake drafts each week. So your roster is your roster and your roster alone. You don't have to share a great idea, some fill-in running back that's going to get 20 touches. You got to share him with everybody else in DFS, not with the Draft app. He's yours and yours alone. Plus, you got an 80% better chance of winning than on those normal salary cap sites. Again, what are you waiting for? Go to draft.com or just search for Draft in the App Store. Download it today. Live snake drafts take about 5 or 6 minutes. No salary cap. Just pick your best matchups. Pick your best players. Enroll. It's so much fun. I won myself $26 this past week playing Draft Online. Listener challenged me. Won that matchup that day. I was on a couple other leagues. Won some, lost some, but had a blast doing it. Get involved. And right now, get a little special deal. Want to hear about the special deal? Here it is. Use your boys promo code. That's 1067Danny. 1067Danny. You get a free entry into a real money game when you make your first deposit on Draft. Again, go to draft.com or search for Draft in the App Store and get in the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.